With the 2024 NFL draft officially in the rearview mirror, it's time to look ahead at the undrafted class for the Saints, and they have a lot of exciting prospects, including Nebraska offensive lineman Nuri Noili. We're going to talk about that right here on the Straight Up Saints podcast.
You're listening to the Straight Up Saints podcast.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back inside another episode of the Straight Up Saints podcast. I'm your host, Chris Rosevoglu, and as always, we're brought to you by Scott Ficknair, Injury Lawyers, and by Crystal. So without further ado, going to jump in to our interview with Saints offensive lineman, Nuri Noili. Nuri, first off, thank you for taking the time to do this. And second, man, has this all kind of hit yet? How's this process been for you?
Thank you, first of all, for having me on. It's a pleasure. And I mean, honestly, not yet. It's still kind of surreal. It's still kind of a process still too until I get there. But I mean, it's been an unbelievable experience so far, and I'm grateful for everything.
So I know before we get into the background, everything of your career, because it's been so fascinating so far. For you, what was the process of that? You know, the draft happens. Did you know the Saints were a team that had interest in you? Just how'd that whole thing play out?
The main thing, I mean, for me was my agent was with me the whole time. He kept me updated. He kept me calm. That was, I think, the biggest thing. And through him, I got this opportunity pretty much. And I'm really, really, really excited to be a Saint.
Yeah, absolutely. So before I get into the Saints, because obviously offensive line is a major need for them, and I think this is a perfect home for you to battle for a position here. You've had a really fascinating journey. And, you know, I'll talk about Germany in just a second and what that means to you and how that trip has been. But I'm curious, you know, you mentioned it before. I've seen in past interviews. Obviously, you're still learning the game and you're growing at a rapid rate. For you, you used to play soccer before you played football. And I'm just curious, what kind of inspired you to make the switch over? And did it feel seamless at first? How was that adjustment?
I was a goalie, right? Usually, you know, they put the big guy in the goal. That's kind of like the backyard soccer rules. And I always loved being a goalie. And eventually I kind of just lost the joy for soccer. I don't know if you know what Oscar Schlatter's is.
I actually have it as well. Funny enough that you mentioned it.
So, yeah. So I had that when I was younger. So I had to like kind of do all the rehabilitative stuff for that. And when I came back, I just didn't enjoy soccer anymore. And my stepdad actually was the one that kind of got me into football. He's been a huge Patriots fan since the 90s. He was like a big fan of the Frankfurt Galaxy during the NFL Europe days. And he was kind of the one that like was like, hey, like, just go and try out, you know, like just find something. Cause I was trying out a bunch of different sports. And, you know, one day I was like, might as well, you know, try it out, see how it goes. And since the first day, I mean, I've loved every second of it. I think, especially with being a goalie, you know, the explosiveness that comes from having to jump from one corner to the other, that's helped me out a lot. I mean, any type of run block, any type of pass block, a lot of it comes from your legs and your strength in your legs. And it helped me out a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned talking about just giving something a go. And, you know, I'm fascinated by it because over the course of your career so far, and obviously you still have so much time and so many more chapters to write in your story. You know, we're talking about making that, you know, from Germany, you come, you know, we're in the United States, you're going from Colorado State all of a sudden to Nebraska. You know, for you, it seems like no matter what hurdles kind of thrown your way, you keep adjusting on the fly. Kind of to your point, you go from goalie, all of a sudden you're an offensive lineman. For you, what have you maybe learned about yourself? Forget about just, you know, the player, because I'll ask you in a minute about what you feel like you'll bring to the Saints. But just like the person, what have you learned about throughout this journey of kind of, you know, taking on different challenges, whether it's both sports related or just life in general?
I think one of the biggest things I learned is like anything I do is not alone. I've never done anything alone. There's always somebody that has helped or guided me or was a mentor in a way. And throughout this whole journey, I mean, like I said, it started all off with my stepdad kind of hinting me into the direction of playing football. Then coming to the United States, having my host family. To this day, I still talk to my host family. I still go over there every now and then because they're here in Nebraska too. So I've never been doing anything alone, if that makes sense. Like I've always had somebody I could go to, or even if it's just a quick call, like, hey, I need some advice or something like that. That I learned a lot about myself through this journey. And I learned a lot that like in the way that I needed somebody that I could, you know, kind of follow in the footsteps, or just have somebody that gives me some word of advice. And that has helped me out a lot. Another thing that I learned a lot is, you know, if you're respectful and nice to everybody around you, they'll be the same to you as well. I learned that, like, talking to anybody in the building, talking to the janitors, talking to security guards, talking to people at my high school, like the secretaries, to everybody, it has helped me out tremendously through the journey. I mean, like, with little things too, you know, like I can get away with some things, like get help from some people here and there, and it has helped me out a lot.
Yeah, I always kind of tell myself you can, not that it's the best indicator, but you could kind of get a feel for the type of player in person that a team might be getting when the draft rolls around by how that player's college fan base reacts, and just the outpouring support from Nebraska was awesome to see. And while I'm on that subject, what was it like playing at Nebraska? Because I've grown up watching the Saints my entire life, been to the Superdome. I know how wild that is. And, you know, I can't wait for you to kind of get your experience to see how awesome the Superdome can get. What was it like playing for Nebraska? Because that is one of those fan bases. It doesn't matter if they're undefeated or don't have a single win. The place is packed. The fans are out on their feet. Just what was that like?
I mean, it was unbelievable. I come from, obviously, with the soccer background, having 40, 50,000 people stadiums, and going into a high school that's packed out for games, then going to a college that was okay. Like CSU had a kind of a good fan base. It was okay. But coming here to watching like a normal game, a spring game. I mean, we had 60,000 people at this past spring game this year. That is insane. That is so many people that like have so much joy for the people on the field. And not just us too, like just all the sports. Any time you go to any of the sports, there's always people there, you know, and it's been an unbelievable journey. I always say, like, Nebraska fans are crazy in a good way. They're insane, yes, but they love you for who you are and for having chosen that end to play with and representing it well, and I love that about them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, for Saints fans wondering, right, what type of player is being brought to New Orleans? What would you say, Nuri, in terms of where you're at right now? And obviously, I'm sure there's other facets of your game that you want to continue to improve as you get more experience under your belt. But as currently constructed, what would you say is the type of player that's coming to New Orleans?
Hard-nosed. I like to hit. I like to move people. I always said that, like, with football, the reason why I enjoy football so much, it's a legal way to assault somebody. And I think that's the best thing about football, being able to move another man against his own will. And I think that's my best, I don't know how you say it, best attribute, I guess, that I'll keep going. I don't care how long I keep going. I'll go until the whistle blows. And I think that's my biggest attribute. I don't stop.
I was about to say, I love that about offensive linemen, because, you know, when the whistle's blown and you're in between the lines, I mean, you guys are by far the most physical people on the field, and then it's over and you guys are speaking to the media and whatnot. And I'm like, you guys are the nicest guys in the world. So the ability to kind of just turn on that switch is just incredible. You know, I wanted to ask you this too, because obviously mentioning from Germany, I think one of the coolest things about the NFL, and this has been for a while now, but you just keep seeing it year after year, is the international growth. And I know obviously you're focused on rookie minicamp and making that first impression, but have you at least at one point in your life dreamed about the fact that, because it could become a reality, especially with the way the league is growing, that there could be a day where you're playing on an NFL field and the game is in Germany? Like, has that crossed your mind yet at all? And if so, what would that kind of mean to you?
It has, actually. And I would be blessed if that ever happens. It'd be super cool. For one, like, obviously my whole family is back there. All my, like, some of my friends are there. Like, I just wish they could all, you know, come to all games, right? Like, that's like the most wish for everybody to have, like, their whole family at every game. But for me, it's always been hard. Like, my family has never really watched many games. They've watched it from home, they've watched it on TV, but, like, being live at a game, they've only been to 2 games in total. Just based on schedules and stuff, it just doesn't work out, because my family works too. And so it'd be amazing to be able to, like, say, like, hey, the whole family can come to a game. There's not really a price issue, because, I mean, Germany's not very big. You can drive from up to down in like 10 hours. It's not a big deal, but it'd be amazing. I mean, like, like I said, it'd be a blessing if I could ever have that chance. But I definitely hope that happens. And for everybody that like gets that opportunity, live it, man. Like that's like, there's so many fans over there. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's funny because when the international games happen, everyone's got random jerseys on and people are like, well, this is a little odd. I think it's the coolest thing in the world because it's just, it's almost like the teams don't matter. It's all that matters is that there's a football game going on and they absolutely breathe it. So I love it. A thing I've noticed about you, which I think is really, really cool. You had going on with 93.7, the ticket, the show in the trenches.
Yes, sir.
And I'm curious for you. How did that kind of come about? Like, when did you know? What was it presented to you? Is something you showed a passion for? Mm-hmm. Because I think that's something real cool to do because, A, you kind of give people an inside perspective of the sport. And obviously, it's just a real cool thing to do away from the gridiron, regardless. Right. So how'd that kind of come about?
It actually started off with me going on a show back in 2021, I believe. It was 2021 or 2020. I believe it was 2021 because of COVID, but... I went on a show and I was supposed to be on there for a segment and they were like, you want to stick around? And I was like, hell yeah, I do. This is amazing. And so I was there for 2 hours on their show. And it's like, we talked the whole time. We had a great time. And the station owner at the time, or it's still the same guy. He was like, hey, if you want to do this, you can do this. Like you have a voice for it. You have the joy, the passion for it. And so since then I've had, you know, different shows that had to stop because of schedule wise and stuff every now and then. But I've done it with with some of my teammates. I did it by myself. And then now obviously it's doing the In the Trenches and it's been amazing, man. Like that's something that I like to do afterwards too, like after football, kind of like that sports broadcasting or the podcast lifestyle. Similar to you, I like doing that. I like having this connection with people and being able to build a relationship with some people that you never think you would have. And I really enjoy that.
So you actually took – I was going to ask you as soon as you start talking about it. I'm like, man, you can tell the passion's there. And I was going to say, is this something you'd love to do after football? So kind of keeping on that point since you answered my question there. You know, obviously you're focused on the sport and you guys work so hard that I don't know if you guys have enough time in the day to figure it out, but are there some maybe analysts or personalities that you get to watch once in a while that you maybe crack up about? Like for me personally, it's not even football related. I crack up every time I see Charles Barkley on the screen talking about basketball just because he's so entertaining. So are there any people you've been able to watch and maybe that kind of gives you a little bit more inspiration about kind of doing a broadcasting or podcasting type of gig?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know this is kind of a hot take, but I think Stephen A. Smith is hilarious. That's one I always thought was kind of funny. Like you said, Charles Barkley is another one. Him and Shaq, when they go at it, it's pretty funny. I enjoy watching them. I just know that I have my own style. I am very outgoing in a way. I like to kind of talk about other people in a way. And I like to have fun too. That's why I don't know really if I could do it on a live like TV show. I think I'd rather do like podcasting style because I just like to have fun. I like to enjoy it, you know. And I don't see it really as a job or as something that I'm working to do. I'd rather see it as a hobby than something that I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, that is the perfect way to look at it. I know one thing that you've made pretty clear throughout your career so far, you are not afraid to be the first guy to say, I need to learn and I want to learn and I want to improve. And I think that takes a lot of humility and also, you know, a lot of self-awareness, which ends up being a good thing. And I'm curious for you on that point, what are some aspects of your game? You talked about being able to move people at the line of scrimmage and that attribute is obviously something that you consider a great strength. What are you hoping to improve at the next level? Is it maybe your run blocking? Is it pass protection? What are you kind of looking at that seems to be the main focus at the moment?
Honestly, obviously this is kind of general, but all of it. They're like you're going against people that have been the best at their position their whole lives. You know, you're never perfect. You strive perfection, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to play with one set of eyes with the four other guys next to you. And you got to play as good as you can for those guys. And so I want to be better at everything I play. I just want to be better at, obviously. But I think, like, you know, there's nicks and stuff, like little things that I can definitely easily fix. But obviously, you know, just kind of the game. It's like there's so much experience that I don't have from having played for so long that I'd like to, like, just learn, you know. Obviously, I've had different coaches. I've had different coaching styles and techniques that I've learned. But at the end of the day, you know, you just kind of, as long as you move the other guy, you're good. But there's better ways to do it. So, like I said, at the end of the day, I just want to learn. I want to see where I can go, and hopefully, maybe that's my end goal is to be the first German Hall of Famer. So maybe I get that, maybe not. But that's my hopes and dreams.
Oh, that would be awesome. My last question for you, real quick, Nerd, before we wrap it up. You talk about hoping to be the first German Hall of Famer. Before you get to that point, you got rookie mini camp coming up very soon. What are you kind of hoping to show, whether it's, you know, on the field, off the field? What are you kind of hoping to show it and leave as that first impression?
I think the first thing would be my biggest trait is just my personality. I like being a good guy. I like being, you know, the guy that kind of everybody knows. And I think that's a big personality, a big attribute for especially offensive linemen too, is being able to, like I said earlier, have that one set of eyes, being able to be good with everybody around you and being able to work with everybody. And so I think like that's my biggest attribute, and that's what I want to show. And also, obviously, I just want to show that like I can do this. You know, there's not many Germans that are in the NFL, and I want to show that like we can do it too. Like we're not supposed to be in the statistic of the 1% that make it out of high school and the 1% that make it out of college. We're not supposed to be in it, but I'm here and I'm ready to go.
Man, you got me fired up. So I love hearing that. Nery, thank you so much for taking the time to join the show. We really appreciate it. So good luck for rookie mini camp. I can't wait to see what you do, and I wish you all the best, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Once again, we had Nery Noili on the show. I want to thank him again for coming on. He really was a great sport about everything. And the journey is fascinating, right? To think going from, you know, Germany now to the NFL. So I'm definitely excited to see what the future has in store for him.
I need to clear something up about New Orleans. While our culinary scene might be on fire, our food has never been about heat. It's always been about flavor. And this is how New Orleans does flavor. Are we clear? Crystal, how New Orleans does flavor.
So once again, that was Nery Noili from Nebraska. What a fascinating journey he's had. I'm very excited to see how he does in rookie minicamp and obviously training camp this summer. And for the Saints, offensive line is a position of need. We've talked about it. That's why you use your first round pick on Fuaga. That's why you go out and get Josiah Zerum in the seventh round and you double up. And, you know, you got to add players like this, and we'll see. Doesn't have a ton of football experience under his belt per se, as he's mentioned. Like, he's not one of those guys that from, you know, age 8 onward, you're always playing football. But the growth has been there. If you look at the trajectory of his Nebraska career, it's been there. And I'm excited to see what he does this summer. Just a heads up, guys, if you enjoyed this, make sure to smash the like button on YouTube. Subscribe to Buku Media's channel. And if you really did enjoy this and you want more content, more interviews with Saints rookies, make sure to hit the notification bell for new videos like this to drop, because we plan on having more for you guys in the near future. But that's going to do it for this edition of the Straight Up Saints podcast, the destination for the Who Dat Nation.